Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter of 2016 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmailcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform you that during the company's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. We will then begin the question-and-answer session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Newton Maya Alves, CEO of IMC, Mr. Jose Agoti, CFO and Investor Relations Director of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Newton Maya Alves. Please, Mr. Alves, you may begin.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for the fourth quarter 2016 results. First, I would like to thank everyone for joining us in this call, in which we provide important information related to IMC's performance as well as perspectives related to 2017 focus. I'd like to briefly introduce myself, as this is my first conference call with IMC. It is indeed my first call with the company, but I've been involved with since 2014 when I joined IMC Board of Directors, and I've been working closely with the team since then. I'd like to thank Jaime Zook, the former CEO, for his significant accomplishments. Some of them we will discuss later during this call. Prior to joining IMC, I was a director at private equity fund Advent International for 10 years, focused on education, chemicals, and pharma sectors. During this period, I stepped in and had managerial roles in two portfolio companies, Crotona Educacional and Atmosfera. In both cases, my focus was on operational excellence, efficiency, and execution. And I'm joining IMC with the same objective, improve operational excellence, efficiency, and execution. That I will explain in further detail shortly. Now, in slide two, you can find the main highlights for the quarter. First, with regards to the financial highlights, I would like to emphasize the operating cash after maintenance capex that reached 83% of the adjusted EBITDA of 2016. With regards to net revenues, there was a 4.6 reduction in Brazilian reais or 5.2 in constant currency, reflecting the lower same-store sales and the net 20-store reduction in 2016. Adjusted EBITDA decreased by 9%, driven by 45% reduction in Brazilian results year-over-year as a result of lower operational leverage as a consequence of lower sales volume in Brazil. USA, Caribbean holding expenses had a positive performance in 2016, mitigating Brazilian weaker results. As part of the restructuring process, IMC had to increase its provisions for store closures and contingencies. We accounted in the fourth quarter of 2016 48.6 million reais as special items, of which 30.3 million related to store closures provisions. We expect additional 10 stores to be closing in 2017. Actually, three stores were already closed during the first quarter. 8.2 million in provisions for contingencies as a result of the store closure process that leads to higher layoffs and consequently higher liabilities. 5.9 million related to corporate and management restructuring, and 4.2 million in consulting expenses related to SNOP project. Now I'd like to share with you a quick recap on the steps taken in 2016 to prepare the company for the future. First, asset sales combined with capital increase led the company to a net cash position of 30.6 million realized by the end of the year, compared to 192.6 million net debt in 2015, representing a 223 million net debt reduction. Second, we now have a more simplified structure as a consequence of the loss-making store closure program, in which we closed 38 stores in 2016 that had a combined negative margin of 9.5 million in 2015. Third, we concluded a negotiation with airports in Brazil that led to a 300 basis point improvement in rent expenses in the fourth quarter, or a 4.8 million reduction year over year. Fourth, we rationalized our portfolios both in terms of brands and operations and exited from 7 airport operations in Brazil and discontinued brands like Refs, GoFresh, Naturally Fresh, and Grano. And fifth, We have established the new concepts for the main existing brands, which will start to roll out in our restaurants during 2017. Now, moving to our operational focus and 2017's perspective, I would like to highlight what we are doing to improve performance in the short term. During February and March, we made a zero-based budget revision of the expenses and headcount from April to December 2017. We made a detailed revision of every expense and headcount, and also created stricter controls with systemic locks. We have already implemented top management adjustments in January, and the remaining of the adjustments will happen in the beginning of April. We have just implemented a live KPI monitoring tool that comprises of daily reports sent to store managers with important KPIs and benchmarks to guide them towards high efficiency and better execution. We are also working on demand generation initiatives, both CapEx and non-CapEx intensive ones. With regards to CapEx intensive initiatives, we will implement and roll out the pilot stores tested in 2016, such as the Vienna Express, Brunella Kiosk, Vienna Delish, and Olive Garden at malls. At this point, we are negotiating with mall operators to define the magnitude and pace of the rollout for 2017. In the road segment, besides testing a complete revamped store, we will invest on store facades and internalizing the bathrooms, among other changes to generate traffic to the restaurant. Regarding non-CapEx initiatives, our demand generation efforts shall be based on trade market initiatives, like the price cap on Vienna Express, and product innovations such as Frango Asado's new menu. Another important highlight is that we have increased the scope of our project management office with over 190 projects with closer monitoring leading to high productivity with clear time frame and accountability, and also clear alignment as management's variable compensation is linked to project's completion. Finally, we invested in process training and alignment programs that will give you color in a few minutes. Regarding our international operations in the U.S., the focus is the ramp-up of recently launched stores, combined with the new stores to be launched in the near future, and also same-store sales efforts. As for the Caribbean, we should participate in the auctions for the new restaurants in Panama Airport and seek for new catering agreements in Colombia, combined with the ongoing high operational excellence efforts across the board. All in all, we are taking strong actions to improve the company's structure, process, and costs in order to have a leaner and more agile company, better positioning us for when the market conditions improve. Now I'll pass the floor over to José Agoste, our CFO, to comment on the most important developments of 2016, and I'll come back later to discuss what we're doing in terms of operational focus for 2017.
Thank you, Newton, and good afternoon, everyone. Slide 3 gives an overview of the year and the main factors that affected our EBITDA. We can see that Brazil has pushed the consolidated results down while we had gains in our other geographies. Brazil's 2016 EBITDA was negatively impacted by lower volumes across all segments and a higher G&A expense as a result of the enhancement of the Brazilian team, which was fully offset by lower holding expenses. There was also an year-on-year 2.5 million reduction on the other income line, as 2015 was positively impacted by tax reversions, especially in the fourth quarter. In the U.S., the improved performance was related to higher revenues as a result of the net opening of 4 stores, offsetting the pressure from lower same-store sales. We continue to work on initiatives to revert the downward trend in same-store sales, evidenced by the improvement in performance in the fourth quarter, with same-store sales of minus 1% compared to an average for the year of minus 2%. We expect further improvements on the back of group sales, the rollout of a new menu, and refurbished stores that should drive more volume. In the Caribbean, as we previously anticipated, same-store sales was pressured by Panama's competitive environment, which changed both in the airport and mall segments. However, we have managed to sustain a positive same-store sales that, combined with higher margins, led to a $17 million increase in operating income in 2016 versus 2015. With regards to holding expenses, there was an $11 million reduction due to our corporate restructuring. Part of the savings in holdings was used to reinforce the local teams in Brazil. In the next couple of slides, I will give more detail on what we have done in 2016 to prepare the company for the future and on what we're doing to improve the performance in the short term. On slide four, we talk about the impact of the asset sales on our leverage. In the third quarter of 2015, the company had a net debt of $683 million, which represented a leverage of more than four times net debt to EBITDA. But ever after the asset sales, combined with the capital increase and the cash generation in the period, the company ended 2016 with a net cash position of 31 million reais. On slide five, on the left-hand side, we can see the evolution of the loss maker store closure plan. Since the beginning of the closure plan, we had closed 43 stores, of which five stores were closed in the fourth quarter of 2015, and 38 stores were closed in 2016. In 2015, those stores combined had a negative impact on contribution margin of 15 million reais. On the right-hand side, we have the actual impact in our P&L from the airport contract renegotiations that took place in 2016. We can see the rent expense in airports dropped in the fourth quarter of 2016 to 9 million reais, down from 14 million a year before, which represents a 300 basis point improvement as a percentage of revenues. This is despite the net revenue reduction as a result of lower volumes in the airports. On slide six, I'd like to share more information regarding the important portfolio rationalization process, in which, as you can see on the left side, we're concentrating our food and beverage retail operations in the airports in which we have critical mass, namely Guarulhos, Confins, and Brasilia. And we're exiting from small airport operations such as Porto Alegre, Recife, Salvador, Rio de Janeiro, Viracopos, Congonhas, and Pampulha. We must note that in 2017, there should be new airports being privatized, and we'll participate in auctions as long as we can guarantee critical mass and the economic conditions are reasonable. On the right-hand side, we emphasize our narrower focus in malls in Brazil, with the Vienna, Brunella, and Olive Garden brands, exiting the smaller brands. Now on slide seven, we have a glimpse of the new look and feel of the revamped concepts for Brunella, Vienna Delish, Vienna Express, and Frangosalo. Later on in the presentation, we'll share some of the early results of these revamped operations, which are encouraging. I will now pass it back to Newton, who will give an overview of the company's operational focus in 2017.
Thanks, José. Now talk about the operational focus actions we have taken in order to improve results in the short term. First, let's talk about the linear structure and the zero-based budget efforts. Since January, we have made headcount adjustments in top management. It is worth highlighting that some areas and teams have been enhanced in order to allow us to pursue our targets. We are also revising our zero-based budget that will go live in April and should allow us to make further and more granular adjustments in terms of headcount and expenses. But as important as the review on expenses and headcount, we upgraded our systems to create systemic locks that will help us have a stricter cost and expense control. Now, on slide nine, I'd like to give you a little glimpse on our live KPI monitoring tool that we have just started to implement, aiming at one, having a better and faster understanding of operating results that previously was being monitored on a weekly or even monthly basis. Two, providing stronger support to operations. And three, allowing prompt actions to any deviations. We are monitoring both revenue and cost-related KPIs and comparing those KPIs within each segment in order to stimulate a healthy competition within our managers. Such reports are sent daily to store managers, regional managers, segment directors, and top management. Now I'd like to share with you the initial results from some demand generation efforts involving CAPEX. On slide 10, on the left-hand side, we have the first findings from the Vienna Delish, our new casual dining concept, launched in December 2016. When we compare the level of sales in February 17 versus February 16, there was a 56 improvement, and when we compare it to the results of the control group in February 2017, there was a 68 improvement in sales. On the right-hand side, we have the initial results from the new Brunella kiosk that replaced an already existing Vienna cafe. With a completely changed look and feel of the store, new assortment and mix, we have managed to improve sales by over 160% compared to both last year and control group. Now on slide 11, still with regards to CAPEX-related initiatives, We have the early results from recently opened Olive Garden restaurant at Malls that replaced an existing Vienna Delicatessen restaurant. The results are also inspiring, with an average sales per day increasing 267% when compared to last year and 157% when compared to the control group. Even though those results are still preliminary, they are inspiring, and we are discussing, especially with mall operators, conditions that will determine the pace and amplitude of the rollout process in 2017. Now, moving to slide 12, I'd like to share one non-CAPEX-related initiative that we've been testing in a few stores, the price cap offering on Vienna Express, our per-kilo restaurant. After analyzing the behavior of the consumer, we have established a price cap after a certain weight. In other words, after a certain amount, you will be paying the usual rate per kilo, but after that, you pay a fixed rate. And as we show on the charts on the right-hand side, after the implementation of these initiatives, in January, we managed to improve sales and tickets. All in all, we like to stimulate ideas and creativity in order to drive higher sales without necessarily spending CapEx. And we test these in a few stores, and if they work out, we roll out to the others. Now on slide 13, we have the project management office. The PMO office primarily targets high productivity and improved controls and executions for MC top projects. Such projects must have a clear schedule and tangible benefits and products. It is important to highlight the top management variable compensations linked to the project's completion. On the right-hand side of the slide, we have the estimated number of projects per hour, totally 196 projects. Managing initiatives through PMO is especially effective in companies with multiple business units and geographies. On slide 14, I'd like to discuss what we are doing in terms of alignment process and training of our staff. On the left-hand side, we have our Operational Excellence Program, MICE, which is a metric of operational excellence based on periodic reviews of restaurant operation metrics, from M being the worst and S the better in terms of execution. On the bottom of the page, you can see how the evaluation of our restaurants have been evolving since we implemented this program, and you can see that still most of our operations have subpar results. We see it as a glass half full lens, as we acknowledge that there's still a lot of room for improvement in our restaurants, and two, we have an effective tool in place to help manage almost 300 restaurants. On the right-hand side, we have our incentives program called Os Excelentes that started in January, which gives quarterly variable compensation to store managers based on four evaluation metrics, sales, contribution margin, the MICE program, and the mystery shopper evaluation. With those efforts combined, I believe that we should be able not only to deliver better results in terms of financial performance, but more importantly, in terms of customer satisfaction. On slide 15, we present the U.S. operations performance levers, which basically comprise the ramp-up of recent opened restaurants, two, new restaurants to be launched in the next 24 months, and three, the same-store sales efforts, such as group sales and new assortments. Those initiatives, combined with efficiency-driven execution, should help us deliver improved top-line and margins in the U.S. operations. On the next slide, we have the performance levels for the Caribbean operations that have presented quite robust metrics, which we're aiming at sustaining and improving through few initiatives. One, higher productivity in food and labor costs. Two, tighter controls and closer monitoring of costs and expenses. Three, higher tax efficiency with corporate restructuring. And four, improvement in payment terms with negotiation with suppliers. On top of that, we keep pursuing same-store sales improvements with trade marketing initiatives, new menus, and new catering contracts in Colombia. Also, in terms of new opportunities, we should participate in the upcoming bidding process for the new areas in the new terminal at Panama's Tocumen Airport. And we should have selected opportunities in most segments, both in Panama and Colombia, with Carl Jr.'s and J&C Delicias brands, respectively. Now, before passing the floor to Jose Argote, our CFO, I'd like to emphasize that I'm personally excited about the prospects for the company, as we have already come a long way. But there's still a lot more to be accomplished, and I'm certain that we are in the right path towards higher efficiency, considering that a lot of what we're doing does not rely on improved macro conditions. But as they improve, we will benefit even more. I'll pass the floor to Jose, who will provide further detailed information on our financial performance. After Jose's comment, I'll be available to answer any questions that you might have. Once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Newton. I want to remind you that the results are pro forma and represent the company after the asset sales in Mexico, Puerto Rico, and the Dominican Republic. On slide 17, we can see the evolution of the number of stores. We can see that the company closed the quarter with 261 stores, a net decrease of 20 stores in comparison with the previous year. There was a net reduction of 25 stores in Brazil, of which 3 were in airports, 2 in roads, and 20 in shopping malls. In the U.S., there was a net increase of 4 stores, and there was also a net increase of 1 store in the Caribbean. On the next slide, we can see the same-store sales performance in the fourth quarter of 2016. On the top left, we can see that the Brazilian same-store sales totaled negative 7%. The road segment posted a negative 5% performance, combined with a 14% reduction in airports and a 5% reduction in malls. On the top right, we can see that U.S. operations had a negative 1% same-store sales in constant currency. It is important to note, however, that this figure already represents an improvement from 2015's trend of negative 5%, as we start to see results of some of the initiatives being implemented. On the bottom left, we have the performance of the Caribbean operations. As we anticipated in the first quarter, Panama is under heavy pressure due to changes in the competitive landscape in the airport and mall segments. Consequently, same-store sales increased by almost 0.6% in the fourth quarter, down from over 10% in the beginning of the year. Finally, on the bottom right, we have the consolidated figures that show a 5% year-on-year reduction in constant currency and a 9% reduction in reais. On slide 19, we have the company's consolidated results, which were negatively impacted by the store closures and lower same-store sales, posting a net revenue decline of 7% in constant currency and 12% in reais. EBITDA totaled 18 million reais in the quarter, decreasing 26% versus last year. In constant currency, EBITDA was down 19% versus prior year, with an 80 basis points decrease in margin. In terms of cash generation, operating cash after maintenance capex over adjusted EBITDA reached 95% in the fourth quarter and 83% in 2016, up from 72% in 2015. Moving on to the next slide, we have the consolidated results for the Brazilian operations, which are still impacted by the softer macroeconomic scenario. Operating income came in at 14 million, down 46%, with a 320 basis point reduction in margin due mostly to lower volume and the impact of inflation on our cost structure, and lower other income, as in 2015, that line was positively impacted by tax recoveries. In terms of cash generation, operating income minus maintenance capex over operating income reached 92% in the quarter and 89% in 2016 versus 88% in 2015. On slide 21, we can see that Brazilian air operations posted a reduction of 14% in same-store sales that combined with a 3-store reduction in the fourth quarter compared to the fourth quarter of 2015 led to a 22% reduction in net revenues that came in at 60 million. Operating income came in at 4 million reais, which represents a 10% reduction year-on-year, but an 80 basis points increase in margin as a result of lower rent expenses and lower food cost expenses. In terms of cash generation, operating income minus maintenance capex over operating income reached 92% in the quarter and 88% in 2016. Moving now to the road segment on slide 22, we can see that the pressure from lower traffic combined with increased competition led to a reduction in same-store sales of 5%. That, combined with a net reduction of 2 stores in the quarter compared to the fourth quarter of 2015, led to a 9% reduction on net revenues, which totaled 118 million reais. Operating income came in at 15 million reais, 19% down year-on-year, as a consequence of lower operational leverage due to lower sales and higher labor costs. There was a 160 basis point reduction in operating margin in the period. In terms of cash generation, operating income minus maintenance capex over operating income reached 95% in the quarter and 97% in 2016, flat versus 2015. On the next slide, we review the mall operations, which were impacted by the reduction of 5% on same-store sales and the net closure of 20 stores year-on-year, leading to a 14% reduction in net revenues that reached 64 million reais in the quarter. It is important to highlight that store closures are linked to the company's plan to rationalize its portfolio and also to close loss-making units. Operating income totaled 7 million and was down 30% year-on-year with a 250 basis point reduction in margins due to higher pre-opening expenses combined with lower sales that impacted our operational leverage. In terms of cash generation, operating income minus maintenance capex over operating income reached 99% in the quarter and 93% in 2016. Now on slide 24, we'll talk about the U.S. operations, which we present in local currency. In the fourth quarter, revenue from the U.S. operation reached $19 million, up 16% versus the fourth quarter of the prior year, due to the opening of four new units, offsetting the reduction of same stores of 1%. Operating income was negative $500,000 in the fourth quarter of 2016, better than the negative $1 million in the fourth quarter of the prior year. This improvement is a consequence of higher sales combined with higher efficiency in labor costs, food costs, and selling and operating expenses, offsetting higher G&A, utilities, and rent expenses. The recently appointed management team is already working on some projects aiming at reverting the same-store sales downward trend in the short term, such as pricing and suggesting selling efforts, which already led to better performance in the fourth quarter versus the average of 2016. The team is also working on projects for the mid and long term, such as menu engineering and group sales, aiming at sustaining healthy levels of same-store sales growth. In terms of cash generation, operating income minus maintenance capex over operating income reached 91% in 2016. On slide 15, we review the Caribbean operations in Panama and Colombia. For a better comparison, we are presenting figures in reais in constant currency. As we anticipated in the first quarter, Panama is under heavy pressure due to changes in the competitive landscape in the airport and mall segments, which led to a 0.6% same-store sales growth in the quarter. Improved costs and expenses as a result of operational excellence efforts resulted in a 46% increase in operating income that totaled 13 million reais in the quarter, with an operating margin of 23%, up from 15% in the same quarter of the prior year. In terms of cash generation, operating income minus maintenance capex over operating income reached 90% in the quarter and 90% in 2016. We will now talk about net income on slide 26, which totaled net losses of 65 million in the quarter. Net income was mainly affected by special items that totaled 49 million and were related to incremental provisions for store closures and contingencies, consulting expenses, and corporate and management restructuring expenses. Now commenting on the company's cash flow, we move to slide 27. We generated 17 million in operating cash flow after maintenance capex in the quarter, which represents an operating cash after maintenance capex conversion ratio of 95%. 2016 total operating cash after maintenance capex conversion ratio reached 83%. Up from 72% in 2015. Continuing with the cash flow, on slide 28, we can see that we used up 33 million in the quarter. The cash flow highlights include capex of 23 million, total debt amortization of 17 million, and 8 million related to the share buyback program. On the following slide, we'll see the impact of the company's cash flow on our leverage. In 2016, we had a debt reduction of 323 million reais. We used the proceeds from the capital increase in the asset sales to prepay our debts across the board. At the end of December, the company had a 31 million reais net cash position. This concludes my comments on the financial results. And from now on, we will open the Q&A session, where we will be completely open to clarifying any questions about the company.
We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. If using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Once again, that's star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Since there seem to be no questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Newton Maya Alves for his final remarks.
I'd like to thank you all for participating in today's call and emphasize once again that we are focused on efficiency and execution in this new phase of the company. Also, please feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions regarding the company or the results. Thank you and good afternoon.
This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.